I like to tell this story on Sharon. Sharon, she's one of our prayer warriors here. She's just a precious daughter of the King. But Sharon, whenever she came here several years ago, she was like this lady back here. She had all kinds of problems, including brain tumors, arms won't work, a hip won't work, allergies, back troubles, you name it, she had them. And when she came up, she said, well, I've never heard this kind of teaching, but I want you to know I go to a big church over here in North Dallas, and I've been prayed for hundreds of times, and I've never seen any results. I said, well, did you ever repent? I said, how long have you had this? She said, nearly 30 years. I said, well, have you ever repented of the sin that brought this on? Well, I don't guess I did. I said, well, see, that's your first mistake. You got to repent of sin. I said, you've had a door because of sin. You've had a door open to the devil for the last 30 years. So he just continues to come in and bring other demons with him. I said, you got to close that door. You got to repent of those sins. When you ask God to forgive you of that sin, does he forgive you? Sure he does. He said it, 1 John 1:9. So then I said, after that, I said, when you've repented of sin, now then, I said, what scripture have you used to base your faith on? Scripture? I have to use the scripture? I said, well, the Lord says in Jeremiah 1:12, he watches over his word to perform his word. So I said, if you don't come to him on behalf of his word, I said, his word will not return to him void. So when you go to pray, you quote his covenant to him. I said, now he already knows it, but he wants to know, do you know it? See, I said, when you quote his promises to him, then I said, now you're on safe ground. So you never used the scripture? She said, no, we never used the scripture. And she'd been prayed for hundreds of times and never had an answer. Didn't repent of sin, didn't call God in remembrance of his promises. So what has she got? Nothing. Nothing. She's been prayed for over 100 times with no result, zero. I said, so then, young lady, now that you've repented of your sin, now then we're going to find a scripture. We're going to base our faith on one of God's promises, and then I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you, and I'm going to guarantee you in the name of Jesus, he's going to forgive you and heal you. Now, is that the kind of faith we need? I mean, if God says, if I don't believe him, he said his word clearly, when I come and ask for something, I must ask in faith, nothing wavering. In fact, let me show you that scripture in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. And I want to show you another reason why so few of us do not get our prayer answered. James 1, 6 and 7. But let him ask in faith. How much wavering? How much? What'd that say? Uh-huh. Surely God wouldn't be that hard to please. But he is, isn't he? But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So if you come to God wavering, oh God, I hope you're going to do this, Lord. Please, if it's your will you do this for me? You hear any faith in that? No. So what do you think he's going to do? So we get prayed for 100 times over 10, 15 years, going to church and never get an answer to prayer. And then we repent of our sin. We confess our sin, tell him we're sorry for what we did 30 years ago. And then we call him in remembrance of his covenant. We quote a verse, say, Lord, you said right there that if we did this, you would do this. Isn't that awesome? So we called him in remembrance of a wonderful promise in his word. In fact, let me just give you one of those right quick, and let me show you, since Sharon and I were praying together, let me take you to Matthew 18:19. This is just one of these many promises, and I want to show you one of the many promises in the covenant that God said what you could do if you believe. Matthew 18:19, and I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth as concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Is that an awesome statement? How many? Two. If we just got two of us, and we agree on what? Anything we ask him for, he'll do it. Isn't that awesome? So I said, Sharon, let's just take that. And so we took that verse, and I said, now, Father, in the name of Jesus, she's repented of her sin. So I'm asking you to do a complete healing on Sharon from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Everything's wrong with her. Back, she's had back problems for years. I mean, she'd been to a chiropractor sometimes two or three times a week, you know, for the last 27 years. Been in excruciating pain for 27 years because she was damaged in a car accident when she was a young girl. Didn't realize her sin had opened the door to the devil to let her have a car wreck. And so it had messed up her whole body. And after she had messed up her whole body, her arm's not working right, her hip's not working right, now she's got allergies to go with it, and now she's got brain tumors to go with it. Now, that's not exactly good stuff. And after she repented, closed the door to the devil, we prayed the prayer of faith for her. That day, our King did the same thing he did for you. He healed her of everything. And today, that lovely woman, she works for us. She prays a prayer of faith. And the other day, I have to tell you this too, she came into my office and she said, Pastor, I got something I got to ask you. I said, yes, Sharon, what is it? She said, I've been praying for these people around here. Why is it they can't get it? I said, Sharon, how long did it take you to get it? Well, she said, a long time. I said, so be patient with them, Sharon. I said, when they get off the phone with you, Sharon, they need to feel like they've had a meeting with the King. Is that the way it should be? That's the way it should be. Okay, so she said. So she's been real lovely and sweet about it ever since. But anyway, sometimes after we've received these wonderful healings from God, just think, all you did was listen to a CD. And she had 20 different things wrong with her. Do we serve an awesome Jesus? I mean, he's an awesome God. 20 different things. And the girl was going to be in the hospital, blood transfusions and everything, and in pain and all that. And all she did was listen to a CD that built her faith, repented of sin, asked God to forgive her and heal her. And he did. I think, wow, what a God we serve. He's just an awesome God. Now then, but if you are a husband or if you are a wife, either one of you need to learn Hebrews 4:16, and you need to learn how to go to the throne of grace on behalf of your mate. You need to learn how to walk in that love, quiet, gentle spirit. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Sometimes, is it easy to fuss and fight? Oh yeah, it's easy to fuss and fight. You know, but that's the flesh. That's not God's spirit. So if you'll learn to go to the throne of grace and go in, how did he say come in there crying?
Boldly.
How did he say come in?
Boldly.
Boldly. Did he say come in boldly? Then why? How should we come in? Sure. Go up there and jump up in daddy's lap and tell him what you want. Right, girl? So I can come in here because of the blood of my brother that's with me. Is he your brother? Amen. He's my brother too. Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, he's my and your brother. He died on that cross so we can do what we do. And in his name, and he lives in us. That's the beautiful part about it. And he's given us power and authority over everything on this earth. Dominion and power has been given to us. And the devil that's there, that's beating up on people, causing people to be killed and everything else, you have been given how much power over that beast?
All.
Isn't that awesome? Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons. All power is given to you, they will in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that those evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. And there's not a handful of the church that knows those scriptures. Why? Why? I think we need to know them, don't you? Yeah. You need to learn that you have an enemy. And in fact, you know, it's kind of like whenever they started putting women in the military and they put them in there as soldiers. Let me tell you, I've known a lot of women in my life, but I don't want a woman on my backside supporting me in a battle. I want a man back there because it might just be the wrong time for her hormones to be flowing and she might go into tears when an enemy comes around the corner and start to shoot her. She might just say, ah, and start crying. I want a man behind me. God didn't make women to be soldiers. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? He made men to be soldiers. He didn't make women. He made women for a purpose, and He made them for that purpose, and they're to love their husbands, they're to bear children, and to raise the children and walk in love. And that's the gift that God gave a woman. But the men, when we do have to go to war, those are the ones that are supposed to fight the battles, not the women. And I don't want a woman backing me up. I tell you for sure. That's whenever, I mean, just like right here, if I'm out there in the shop working on something, you know, the other day I was out there trying to put a head back on a truck. You know, Cheryl said, honey, can I help you? I said, yeah, you can go to the house. You can go to the house. Because there was nothing I was doing that she could even touch. She might pick up a wrench or something. But other than that, those big old heavy parts I'm working with, she can't handle those things. She's not a man. She's a woman. Praise God. I'm so glad she's a woman. You know. But anyway, we want to walk in love. And when you learn how to go to the throne of grace, if your mate gets a little upset with you or something, you continue to walk in love. You be that sweet, gentle thing. Whether you be the husband or the wife, you be that sweet, gentle thing. You don't get into any kind of bickering, fighting, rebellion, rage, or nothing. Because if you do, you're going to make yourself sick and her too. It's going to come, and it will also come down on your children. Now then, when it comes to unforgiveness, when one of you gets into this battle of rage or something, usually one of you gets into unforgiveness. Sometimes both of you get into unforgiveness, not realizing this is the most devastating thing in the church you can do. I'm going to take you here from where we are in Matthew 18, 19. I'm going to go to Matthew 18, 21, the next verse, because the Lord clearly said there, where two or three of you gather together, there I am in your midst. I am there among them. Then he starts off in verse 21, and let's go on Matthew 18, 21 through 35, and I want to show you about unforgiveness. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Seven times? Now, first of all, I'd like to find the man or woman that's in the church that when somebody does something that really offends you, that you can forgive them the second time. Much less seven. This brother here, he laughed. He knows exactly what I'm talking about, don't you, brother? I mean, so since he laughed, let me tell you, here, I walk up to you, and I don't like you today.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.